Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. One more time, won't you just clap your hands unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Isn't it amazing? Me and Pastor were talking about this earlier. It's amazing to think that God would come and visit us. We sang about it just a few moments ago, that He was in the room. God was in the room. Amen. And so many times in our flesh, He just feels so far away, though. But He's ever present just at the mention of His name. Amen. Isn't that so powerful? Thank you, Jesus. I'm humbled by that. You can be seated. Thank you for standing. I remember when I was lost. And I remember when that night that I was taught a Bible study. Bishop, after that Bible study, it was on like a Tuesday night or the next Sunday night. I remember just like it was yesterday in Lilburn at night that I would, when I would go outside or I was just stirred in my, I didn't know what I was stirred in. I was just stirred. And I remember before being baptized in Jesus' name, even before being filled with His Spirit, I remembered the feeling of awe and fear when I would look up to the sky and I would say, please don't come right now. Please don't come now because I'm not ready. Please give me a chance. And I feel that maybe we lose the fear of the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. His presence becomes so common to us. But I remember, Brother Elledge, the awe. The first time I walked into that apostolic church and I could feel what we have felt here. And I'll be honest with you. I couldn't stand. I was on my face. Because I had never felt anything like that before. I didn't know what it was. And I remember, and I know that we've grown and we've got above this because we're mature. I remember laying in the floor for hours in His presence because I didn't want to leave His presence because I knew what it felt like to not have His presence. I knew what it was like not to have the anointing. And when I got a taste of the anointing, and it'd be 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, and people would still be worshiping God, and laying in the floor, praying in the Spirit, and cancers would be healed, and tumors were being dissolved. Amen? Because there was an online, there was a direct connection between us and Him. And the clock didn't matter. We didn't even know what time it was. Because we were in His presence. I remember telling, I'll read a scripture here in a little bit, so I preach a little bit tonight. I remember that I wanted to be in His presence so long that I'd lock myself in the church building. I know it's craziness, it doesn't make sense. Stay all night. Fasting, praying. Right. That was the connection that I was apostolic. Worked full-time job. Had two, I'm talking about mean little boys. Now I only got one. He's not here, Kate. But I wanted to be in his presence. Because when I was in his presence, Brother Marler, my whole life changed. My mindset changed. Everything that I was dealing with, suicidal thoughts, addictions, pain, suffering, sorrow, depression, anxiety, fear, all diminished in his presence when I stayed connected to him. The scripture says in the book of John, I'm going to read just a little bit. I'm not going to say a whole lot more, I don't think. Don't y'all like it when preachers say that? That means you got about 45 minutes or more. I was talking to a pastor last night, and he said he had a guest minister that is a powerful preacher come preach for him. And he said, the brother preached for 2 hours. I preached for this gentleman. I thought, man, he likes me because I'm only good for about an hour, hour and a half. John 15, I'm going to read a few verses of scripture. I give honor to thankful for them and their covering tonight. I give honor to Pastor and Sister Ellie Williams. Aren't you thankful for them? They're covering their voice. Amen. Thank you all for loving us, covering us, our families. The scripture says this in the New King James Version, John 15, 1. I'm going to read 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Isn't that the truth? If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Man, what a promise. By this, by what? Abiding in him, staying connected in him. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. How's God glorified? By us bearing fruit. So you will be my disciples. I want to talk to us simply for a little bit. Just for a few moments tonight on staying connected. Staying connected. We live in a time today, church, that I don't have any fluff. I'm probably not going to spit on any of you tonight. We live in a time tonight it's so easy to be connected to any and everything. Hey, man, there's a lot. There's a lot to be connected to. Amen? If you want to be distracted or you want to connect to something, you can find something to connect to. And you're going to bear some fruit of whatever you're connected to. I know Bishop sent me, and I know Pastor has too, sent me a link, and Brother Holloway was teaching on the fruit of the Spirit. And about being able to realize when people begin to speak to you and they tell you, I just feel peace around you, or I feel this around you, then we can, those are indicators of what we're connected to. Amen? There's going to be fruit in our lives of whatever we're connected to. And I know today we are connected easily to any and everything we want to be connected to. I was thinking earlier, just the Lord gave me this a few weeks ago, how easy it is to connect to the internet and to get on a social media platform. And you can scroll for hours and be connected to the prince and the power of the air. And we'll watch videos on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. And we'll watch videos. And in those videos, they play worldly music and all kinds of other things. I would never allow any of that. I would never allow anyone to come into my home and speak like that, listen to that, and act like that. But we'll get connected to a device, and we'll open our spirit up, and we'll get connected to that, and we'll scroll for minutes to hours of things, and we'll watch, we'll laugh at some of the stuff, and the prince and the power of the air is just projecting that mess into our lives, into our families, into our homes, into our minds, and into our spirits. And then all of a sudden, we start dealing with things that we normally don't deal with. We start having thoughts that we never had before. We start talking in ways and using language that we would never talk before. And we soon seem to find that the time that we used to spend in prayer and fasting and reading of the word together as family members has now diminished, and we will find ourselves being distracted and connected to the things of this world. Amen. And then all of a sudden the fruit begins to show of the things that we've given ourselves to, and we wonder why we're dealing with some of the things that we're dealing with, and our children are running wild, and our communities are falling apart. I need somebody to help me preach tonight. I need you to help. We need to disconnect. There needs to be a disconnection tonight from the things and the cares and the trials. And somebody needs to wake up in the Holy Ghost and say, you know what? For me and my house, we're going to connect. We're going to serve the Lord God, Jesus Christ, with everything that's within us. I want to bear some fruit of the Spirit. What was it that disconnected us from the beginning, from the presence of God? It was fruit. They ate the wrong fruit. Adam and Eve engaged in eating of the wrong fruit. They were listening to the wrong voice. The wrong voice showed up, and because the wrong voice showed up, they connected themselves to that, and because of that, they engaged in disobedience, and the fruit of disobedience is always going to be sin, and when sin is conceived, it brings forth death, spiritual death. Isn't it like God, though? Since He is the vine dresser, since He is the vine, that the very avenue of being destroyed, it's the fruit of the Spirit that gives you life. We have to bear fruit. We have to, Bishop. We have nothing else to offer this world but the fruit of the Spirit. That's it. That's all we have to offer them. Is the fruit of the Spirit. That's why the scripture declares to tell us, to tell them, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen? Oh, taste and see that the Lord, He is good. That's why when they're walking around with hopelessness, while they're walking around with depression and fear, it's because they're connected to the things of this world. What I have seen in my own life and others' life in the church is people come in wanting to taste something different. They want to disconnect from the things of the world, but the church can, if we're not careful, we'll want to reconnect to what they're coming out of, and we will want to begin to taste the things that they're wanting to get rid of. Instead of having the fruit of the Spirit and saying, oh, taste and see that the Lord can give you peace. He can give you joy. He can give you grace. He can give you self-control. Come on. But what I'm bearing is what I'm connected to. And because of the enemy's influx into Adam and Eve, they begin to bear their own fruit. What did they do? Connected to the enemy. What did they do? Same thing we do. We hide from the presence of God. We're unfaithful. We quit coming to church. When I pastored, I knew where people were spiritually by their faithfulness, by their connection. I checked their connection. You better get connected to the church. This ain't the hour to disconnect from the house of God. This ain't the hour to push back and walk away from the preacher, from the pastor, from the bishop, from the ministry, from the brothers and sisters that are in the church that are able to pray for you and lay hands on you and be there for you. If you ever need to get connected to anything, you need to get connected to the house of God like never before. I don't care what it is you got to disconnect from. I'm not telling you to get a divorce, but I'm telling you to disconnect from some things in your life that are keeping you from the house of God, the people of God, because in this last hour, if you're not bearing fruit, if we're not bearing fruit, we're in trouble. And what do? We hide from the presence. We're here a little, there a little. One indicator that I have seen in my personal life is when I'm not connected to the vine. Please set me down if I get out of line. But when I come to place before service, it'll be rocking in prayer. Because there might just be somebody here that walks in and says, I need a bite. I need some fruit. I need a taste of something. And I just walked in. I just walked in off the street, and what they offer me, I can't eat that anymore because that's killing me. But I need, it don't need to take two or three songs, but when they come into the, come on, help me preach tonight about being connected to the vine, being connected to Jesus. So when they walk through the door and they see that door greeter that is so full of the Holy Ghost and kind and gentle and humble and meek and loving and peaceful, amen, and showing that they can feel the love of God, and they can come in and they can run and they say, I don't know what this is that I'm feeling, but I need to taste of this. We need to have enough fruit in our lives that no matter where we're at, people can say and look at us and say, I don't know what it is about you. I don't know what it is that you got, but I want that. And you can simply say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You got to disconnect, friend. We've got to disconnect, friends, so we can offer them Jesus. We got people not here. You can't connect to God and not be in the house of God. I don't need a church. The devil's lying to you. I don't need a preacher. The devil's lying to you. There's some of you here tonight. You need to disconnect from some people in your life. They're lying to you. They're lying to you. Amen? I said they're lying to you. They got rotten fruit. Anybody that's down in the pastor, the preacher, the worship, huh? You need to pull the plug on that relationship. And the time and the effort, the energy that you've been given that, you need to plug that into the things of God. You need to give yourself to prayer. You need to give yourself to fasting. Matter of fact, you need to give yourself to worship. You need to say, you know what? I don't need any of that. I don't need any more bad fruit in my life. I want to stay connected to the vine. The enemy's trying to get a covering of the man of God in our lives. Hear it? If you're always finding fault, it's an indicator that your fruit is rotten. If it's always negative, that's not the Holy Ghost. Amen? You need to disconnect from that. I know I'm not, it's not popular. I don't get to preach those anymore. Brother Austin, I got to stay connected to Jesus. I know what I am without Him. I know what I'm capable of not being connected to the Lord. I know what will happen. I know He's going to cut me off and throw me in the fire. I know that. I can't go through the motions anymore. I've got to stay connected to the vine. I have to. Listen to this. This is so powerful. Here's what happens so many times. Is that when we do begin to bear fruit, He begins to prune us. Amen? I'll talk about it. The pruning is actually supposed to add to your life, your spiritual life. But the pruning always takes place in the flesh. You might lose money, but gain spiritually. You may lose family, but gain a heavenly family. You may lose vanity, material things, but you're going to gain a relationship with God and heaven as your home. But the pruning, so many times, people begin to get cut on, and things that are in our lives that shouldn't be, and the Lord begins to cut on us, prune us, because He's wanting to add to us, not take away. Because of that pruning and that hurt and those things in the flesh, they begin to be removed from our life. And instead of walking toward God and going after the things of the Spirit, we'll allow the pruning to open the door for our exit. So we can connect back to the fleshly things that we desire. Right? Because I don't want to lose anything. When this thing with Jesus, we just sing about it. That's why nobody started shouting. That's why nobody was on their face. Nobody even, I mean, I don't, very few probably really declared it. All. I want the fruit, but I don't want the pruning. I want all of you, but I only want to give you, I only want to be connected with just part of me. Brother Burke, please preach something else. I can't. I got to go to bed tonight. He wants all 10%. 5% is not a tithe. He wants all holiness. He wants all separation. He's either God of all or He's not God at all. But see, when we're not connected to Him, we don't hear that voice. We hear what Adam and Eve heard. Oh, surely you're not going to die. Surely you don't have to do all that. Surely you don't have to be apostolic. Surely you don't have to pray like that. Surely you don't have to give like that. Surely you can do this. Surely, and I, you know what? We start hearing that and we like that. And we unplug from the Word and the Spirit and we begin to plug into that. And then all of a sudden, it may not be a week, Bishop. It might not even be 6 months. But all of a sudden, we look at our life and there's no fruit. Right? And we're dried up. And we're looking for the preacher to come. I'm looking for pastor to come. And pastor, I need you to preach me a message that will make me feel good about myself. And the little bit that I'm giving to God, I want you to affirm that so I can feel good about my connection with Him. But please don't step on my toes, and please don't tell me that I need to disconnect from some. Please don't correct me. Just coddle me and make me feel good, because that's what my flesh desires. Because I've been so connected to social media, television, radio, politics, and all this other charismatic junk that I can't even hear the voice of the vine dresser. I want to be a branch, but I'm sure I'm going to have some weight on me. I just want to be a branch, but I don't want to bear any fruit because it costs me something. And the Lord said, no, the only thing that my Father gets glory of is that you bear fruit. Because fruit's what damned you. But fruit's what's going to save others. Your child, you need to be able to say, here, taste and see that the Lord is good. That family member, that mama, that dad, that grandparent, the Lord said, you got to bear some fruit. We got to have something to offer them. We got to have something for them to consume. Why? Because the enemy's offering some things tonight. The enemy's offering some things tonight. A good time. A feel good. A fix. I used to get fixes. When I was connected to the enemy, I used to get my fix. And I would eat that. I would eat it. I'd be consumed by it. Listen, you've been there. I would rob, lie, cheat, steal to get what I was connected to. It didn't matter what it took. I would do whatever it took to stay connected to that and be a part of it. But I come to the Lord. I'm guilty myself, Bishop. Pastor, we talked about it. I'm guilty. But what would happen tonight if we just decluttered from everything? Unplugged from everything. I did something last night I've never done before. I had a minister call me, and I didn't answer his phone call. I texted him and said, I'll call you tomorrow. Because I was spending time with my bride. I feel so strong. I don't even think we don't need music right now. I just feel so strong in a way that it's been a long time. It's been a long time. How do you know that? I got a question. The same question I get asked from the Lord. When's the last time you laid before me and got up when I told you to get up? I can't answer that. But I can tell you, I've come and laid before the Lord. And when I was done, I'd get up and move. When I was ready to unplug, I unplugged. And the Lord showed me a few weeks ago. He said, I want you to begin to tell my body, it's time to disconnect from the cares and the things of this world. And it's time to connect or reconnect to me. Because I am the vine, and you are my branches. And he told me, he said, if you don't bear fruit, I'm going to cut you off, and I'm going to throw you into the fire. So my question is tonight to us, will you do whatever it takes to be connected to God? Do you want to bear some fruit? Won't we stand? Tradition would say, hey, we need some music. Oh, we don't right now. Have you seen or been in service before? I'm talking about personally, just you and God, just you and yourself. And it just seemed like it'd take a good 20 or 30 minutes of worship, and then it'd take a good 30, 40 minutes of a message from a man of God that's been praying and seeking God all week for the message, finally to get me to a place where I now am finally connected to God. It took about an hour of being here before I actually even felt connected to. Because of what I was doing the day before, and the day before that, and the drive before that, the other day, with media. It's a drug. You can't wait, right? And some of us can't wait to get our phones out. Middle of the night. I got to get connected to this. I got to stay connected to this. I got to be connected to this. Television, media. And the enemy's just got us. But I ain't prayed. Days. Pastor says it like this: you pray until you know you're praying. You're praying in the spirit. But I can't, because I'm so connected with another spirit. I'm connected to another spirit, so I can't pray in the Holy Ghost. Right? And then I'm looking at my life and there's no fruit. My God. But the Lord spoke to me and He said, I need you to tell my people it's time to disconnect to that spirit and to stay connected to my spirit. Because I want you to bear fruit. And I want you to have something to offer this lost and dying world. And the only way that that's going to happen is if you stay connected to me, the vine. So my question is to you tonight. Would you like to disconnect from the things of this world? And would you like to connect to the vine? The altar is open. You can come and do whatever you feel to do in the Holy Ghost. But would it be all right tonight? Here was my prayer, church. Lord, reveal to me anything in my life that is keeping me disconnected from your spirit. Anything that has stopped or hindered the flow of the Holy Ghost in my life, reveal that to me. Reveal that to me. Because I don't want that to rob any fruit in my life of your spirit. If it's social media, I'm not the pastor. I'm not telling you what to do. But if it's stopping you from loving people, being a provider to your family, can you disconnect from that? Are you willing to disconnect from that? A lot of the things that we're dealing with spiritually tonight is simply connect. It is connected to what we are connected to. It's the small foxes that spoil the vines. It's the small foxes that rise up against the vines, our relationship with God. The vines is what produces the fruit. And that the little things can begin to spoil the vines in our life and our relationship with God. And it gets a hold of the branches in our life and begins to destroy the core things in our life spiritually of prayer and fasting and witnessing. The enemy knows if those small foxes can just creep in our mind and our spirit, that he can tear apart the branch off the vine and that there will be no fruit to offer this lost and dying world. Ask the Lord to reveal to you tonight the things that are keeping you disconnected from Him. Come on, let's pray together.